Hi, Clovia. How are you? It's Michelle Obama.
Hi, Mrs. Michelle Obama. It's been a while.
I know. You're at it, working hard.
Yeah.
Make sure folks in Virginia are voting, so we love it. Love you.
Love you more, and we just want our viewers to know that a no vote from you is a yes vote for the candidate you don't want in office. So we want to encourage all Virginians to get registered to vote and head out to the polls on November 6th.
Absolutely. The registration deadline in the state is October the 15th, which is critical, especially for first-time voters. And I know we're going to have a lot of young people, a lot of folks who've never voted before who are paying attention, but they have to be registered to vote before they can vote. So the deadline is October the 15th. So we want to, you know, don't take any chances. Get registered today, because we don't want anybody going to the polls on November the 6th with the excitement of being able to vote and not being able to do it because they forgot to register.
Mrs. Obama, let's have a conversation. Woman to woman, mother, family, community, and America. What is at stake if we don't head onto the polls and vote on November 6th?
You know, all of the gains that we've made, Clovia, and we've made so many. Look at where this country was when Barack first took office. The day after inauguration, he walked into a country where the economy was on the brink of collapse. You know, people were, their mortgages were underwater, banks weren't lending, companies weren't hiring, the auto industry was going under. This economy was losing 800,000 jobs every single month. That's what he walked into. We were in two wars, okay, and so much more. In 3.5 years, Barack has stabilized the economy. We have 5.1 million jobs created under this president. We've had 30 consecutive months of job growth. He ended the war in Iraq. We've got health care reform now, where millions of people who didn't have insurance have insurance. Our kids can stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26 years old. Osama bin Laden is no longer a threat to this nation. We have just seen change and growth. It's been slow. There's more work to do. But the truth is that all those gains that we've made, it's all on the line, because there's an opponent there who wants to repeal health reform. There's an opponent who, you know, doesn't believe that women should make our own decisions about our bodies and our health care. You know, there's an individual who's an opponent who doesn't, you know, believe that an economy should be built from the middle class up, you know, who wants to give tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires, but not to firefighters and teachers. So all of these decisions and so much more, what we do about our environment. You know, our president believes that we have to make sure we hand our children a planet that is healthy and clean, that we have to invest in education, to make sure that our kids are prepared for the jobs of the future. So all of this is at stake. So, you know, we have a vested interest in making sure that our vision for this country, that we, you know, we see that through in the ballot box at the polls, because that's where these decisions are made.
Voter registration deadline in Virginia is October 15th. If you're not registered to vote, you've changed your name or your residence, you need to update your voter status. Go to gottavote.org. Gottavote.org. And we want to dispel the myths in Virginia. When you head out to the polls on Election Day, you can carry one form of identification with you, whether it's a photo ID or utility bill. And we have a list of that, all of that available at gottavote.org.
That's absolutely right. And one thing that I want to emphasize is that voting is still one of the easiest things to do in this country. No one should be intimidated or feel unwelcome in the ballot box. We have had people fight and die and sacrifice for us to have the right to vote. And it is absolutely the most powerful nonviolent tool that we have to make change in this country. And it's our duty as citizens to exercise that right. So we want everyone, particularly our young people, you know, who are first-time voters, maybe never have voted before, it's so important for them to understand that the direction of the country that they're going to inherit will be determined by elections like these. So if they want a say in the direction of this country, and I believe that they should have a say, they've got to have that say on November the 6th. But that means you got to register by October 15th.
Go to gottavote.org. Mrs. Michelle Obama, thank you.
Thank you so much, Clovia. Thank you for all the work that you're doing for folks throughout the state and in your community. It makes such a huge difference to have voices like yours advocating for not just one candidate over another, but the importance of this election and all elections and making sure people have the information they need to exercise that right. It means a great deal, and I want to thank you for all you're doing.